Coming up on 512 here on KRDO's Afternoon News, well, one of the most staunch supporters of President Donald Trump will not be representing him during any upcoming impeachment trial. Joining me now in the KRDO Newsline is ABC's Andy Field. Andy, what is the latest as it goes into the mode of preparing for a potential Senate trial after the second impeachment of President Trump?
Well, there's a number of things going on with this. One, there are members of the Senate Republican caucus that are saying it's completely illegal to impeach someone who's already out of office. Although if that's the case, there's been a number of illegal impeachments because they have impeached judges and elected officials after they've left office. So I'm not sure that that is the case, but we'll see. As for whether Rudy Giuliani is going to be his lead attorney, he told ABC News early yesterday morning that he was indeed preparing a case for President Trump, saying he couldn't have possibly led an insurrection because he was telling the truth, that there was illegal votes and the election was stolen, and he would prove that in a Senate trial, despite the fact that more than 60 court cases have thrown those things out. Then, late yesterday, he called back ABC News and said, no, I'm not going to be the lead attorney. In fact, I can't be the attorney at all because I spoke at that insurrection rally that wasn't an insurrection rally, and that he is now saying he could be a fact witness and he wouldn't be able to defend the president. I don't know that that's indeed true. It may be true in a court of law, but the rules of courts don't necessarily apply to an impeachment trial. So the bottom line is Rudy Giuliani is telling us he's going to have nothing to do with the impeachment trial. But the fact is, we don't know who will do that. And the trial is just a couple of days away, according to many people in the Senate. And if that's the case, the president hasn't named a single person that's going to defend him.
And is this something that, I mean, we're in such unprecedented water. Is this something that the president could potentially be representing himself in?
Well, we've heard talk that he said he definitely wants to speak on the floor and defend himself, but who knows at this point? I mean, we do know for a fact that the president's scheduled to leave on Air Force One the morning of the inauguration, breaking with all precedent going back to Eisenhower. Well, I'm sorry, back to Truman. And we've never seen this before in modern times where a president doesn't greet the incoming president, that the first lady, the current first lady, doesn't give a tour of the house to the incoming first lady. None of that's happening. In fact, the president didn't even want to have to be beholden to Joe Biden, because typically the president leaving gets to fly on Air Force One, which is no longer Air Force One the minute the new president takes office. But as a courtesy, the incoming president allows them to fly that airplane to wherever they're going to go. So the president doesn't even want to risk that, and he is going to order up Air Force One and a big send-off on the White House lawn, and he will still be in Air Force One when it lands in Florida moments before Joe Biden takes office.
Yeah, this is a very interesting and a lot of moving parts that we'll see play out over the next few days. ABC's Andy Field, thank you so much for joining me here on KRDO's Afternoon News.
Thank you, Andrew.
All right, we have another check of traffic and weather together. We do that every 10 minutes on the fives. Joel Navarro with the check of the roads right now. Joel?